Hey, everybody. I am so excited to be joined by my friend, the Chantastic Michael Chan. How are you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm doing really good. How are you, Ken?
Doing great. So for those of you who, for everybody right now, you should go look up a post that I put on X on February 5th at 10:27 a.m. Mountain Time, because it was just moments before we started recording on here. And it's just a good, time capsule of what happened.
Yeah.
Right before this recording. But anyway, that's not what we're here about.
A little behind the scenes. Go find it.
So what we're here about is I am super excited to have Michael coming to the Salt Lake City area. We're going to be in Park City for Epic Web Conf. And I want folks to get to know Michael before that event. So Michael, could you introduce yourself to us a bit?
Yes. So my name is Michael, or Chan, or Chantastic, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy. And man, I am so excited to hang out with you, Kent, and the incredible lineup of people that you're bringing to Park City. It's going to be amazing. A little bit about me. I am just, I feel like I'm just kind of a classic nerd. Like, someone at Egghead was writing a bio for me. Taylor's written a bio and said, like, just web enthusiast. Hmm. And that was it. And I was like, you know what? I think that's my favorite bio that I've ever had. Just, I have loved the web since like the moment my dad got me a dial-up subscription to the internet. And just that sound just kind of like brings back so much joy and happiness to me. The idea that you can exist digitally and kind of capture your essence, like, for forever through these like little things called like websites. Like, it's kind of the craziest thing. And like with AI, the fact that we contribute to all of that is like humanity. It's like, I don't know. There's a lot of like cool, fun stuff about the web. And so, yeah, I'm just excited that you're building a conference that celebrates all of those aspects of the web and what makes it fun and why we love it and like what it means for humanity, like over the long term. Like, it's all very fun. So I think that's probably like all you really need to know about me, is like that I think this stuff is fun, and I am excited to be around people who love it as much as I do.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, the web is epic, and it is just it's awesome. It's freeing. There's a lot of stuff in the news about Apple being like locked down, and or different app stores just locking down what and developers can do on those platforms. And I appreciate that that's a nuanced conversation and all of that stuff.
But, yeah.
But like, the thing that is so cool about the web is that, you know, from the very beginning, you could just do whatever you want to on there.
Good or bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. there's both sides to that for sure. But like, you can put up what you want. Nobody needs to approve it. It's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. There is like the first thing that I ever really built on the web that wasn't like, I don't know, my MySpace profile or something like that, was a registry, not a registry, a RSVP site for my own wedding. And I just remember thinking it was the cool, like, I just had the most fun. It was PHP, HTML, CSS, like just the basics, back then, on like a simple, server somewhere that I was paying a couple bucks a month for. And I just thought it was so fun. I have this vivid memory of being in Singapore on a business trip with my dad, and I'm just FTPing updates to this to this application, pre-Git, pre-everything, like for me at least. And I'm on a call with my now wife, Nellie, and just kind of like, how does this look? Like, is this right? Like, are these the right details? And like being able to update that in real time and like close that gap, that distance gap between us online for a second. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just really like fell in love with it. Like, all of those things are just so fun. The way that it brings people, literally brings people closer together, is awesome.
Dude, you fallen in love with the web while you fall in love with your wife. It's amazing.
I know. It's great. Yeah. The two loves of my life at that time.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, so Michael, we're going to have you at the conference speaking, and I think I want people to get super excited about your topic and like just prep themselves a little bit. So can you tell us a little bit what you're thinking about for your talk?
Yeah, for sure. So I have my entire career worked in like design systems before they were kind of like capital DS design systems, you know, working in that gap between developers and designers, even when that was just like working with like, you know, Photoshop cut-ups, you know, with this kind of like naming strategy so that it could easily go into these like web templates and whatnot. And so I've been working with like component libraries, design systems for a really long time. And I am excited to help people understand how to capture that workflow of building a design system or a component library in real time. So more of like an emerging design system or emerging component library. How to start capturing those details to improve their development experience. And I think the enemy in all of this is that we work so hard to build that component one time, and we often lose all of the valuable context for the decisions that we made along the way. We commit that component, it works great, but then you come back to it and you're like, oh crap, I know that I remember we wanted to make this change, but then there was also this reason that we didn't, or a reason that it was hard and we decided not to do that at that time, or there was a use case that we were really trying to support. It's all just kind of like, it's, you got the cake now, but you don't have any of the, you don't have the recipe anymore. And so what I want to cover is just that idea of like, how do you capture that recipe while you're building the cake, so that the next time you can be like, okay, if we need to rebuild this cake from scratch, or, you know, we just need to augment it, like we have the instruction manual to do it a second time, and kind of holding all of those really important pieces together for us. So that's what we're going to cover, is basically just how to capture your, the important details of your web development process in a way that's like, doesn't feel like, a lot of extra energy.
Yeah. We don't want extra chores, but we do want to have cleaner rooms. And
Yes. And so how do you clean up while you're building?
Yeah.
And I think that's the ticket there.
Yeah. You mentioned like these emerging design systems and things that I think that's really the only way that a successful design system really comes about, is as it emerges, right? Because as the product is being developed, you think of these different ways that you can represent the interactions that your website will have. And so you really do have to like build the plane while it's flying, also update the instruction manual, I guess. And so I look forward to hearing about strategies for that as well.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you know, I think it's so hard to... We want things that are finished, right? And I think that that's, you know, we talk about component libraries and design systems. There's this urgency to try to get to the end of it where it's done and it just like serves you for forever. But that's not the nature of living things, right? Organic things, they're continually emerging and replacing bad cells and like growing, you know, until eventually they die, right? But the quickest way to guarantee that something dies is to not continue to develop it and grow it and watch it emerge over time. So I think that is an important thing that we forget sometimes in trying to build the perfect thing.
Yeah. Well, that's and it's important to remember that nothing is perfect. And like the closest you can get to perfection is shipped.
Right.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you at the conference, and I'm sure a lot of other people are as well, and you are looking forward to talking with people too. I think that's important for people
to
understand, like the speakers or the people who are on stage are excited to not be on stage and still talk with people. When we're at the event and talking with folks, what are the sorts of things that you're hoping they come up and talk with you about, or what are you hoping to talk with other people about at the conference?
Yeah, I think there are two things that I'm really bullish on right now, which is building your own software. I think that you embody this really well, this idea of it is always a worthwhile investment to just build your own software. And maybe that means that you decide that an abstraction or a service is still better, right? Like you love fly.io, right? That is an abstraction over like bare hardware that makes sense to you. Like you don't have to build your own like deployment service, right? But knowing how all that stuff works, like not being afraid of going that deep, if if it's necessary. I think building your own software is such a superpower, and I think gets to the heart and the joy of like why we do all this stuff. So I think I love talking with people about the silly stuff that they're building just for themselves. That makes me super happy. And then I think, you know, development workflows and kind of just in time, like productivity, I guess, is something that I'm really excited about. I think that visual testing is going to be really big like this year and in the coming years. I think we're only just starting to see the tools emerge to make that pretty easy. You know, Playwright has just been crushing it like the last like year and a half. Like it's been absolutely amazing to see those tools emerge. And I think that we're just at the cusp of seeing how those things can actually improve our web development workflow, not just the like make sure that it doesn't break in the future workflow. And I think that's something that I'm really excited. I'm excited to hear people's experiences with that, as well as kind of like what they'd like to see improved, because I think, you know, now is the time. It's like, it's all happening right now.
Yeah. Wow. 100%. I think that those are really awesome things for folks to think about and talk with you about at the conference. Yeah, the future is going to be very exciting. And you know, I appreciate talking about the past and stuff, but I like being in a position where we can have very interesting and deep conversations about the future. And honestly, as difficult as the world is right now, and there's a lot of uncertainty and everything, I still feel really optimistic about the future. And I think that there's a lot to be excited about. So I'm excited for that.
And I think I hope that people match your energy on that. And I think that's what I'm excited about you doing this conference. I'm excited for you to put this conference on, because I think that you have always embodied that energy, that hopeful, optimistic, positive about the web energy. And I think that as people come together with that energy in mind, man, there's going to be a lot of really cool ideas and fun that's had over that conference. So I can't wait. I'm excited about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I love that. It makes me think that like, if the world is going to end, like we're concerned that it's going to, then I would much rather have it end with me having an epic conference with my epic friends than to just like sit at home and be like, this is awful that the world is ending. So like, I'm happier. And maybe, just maybe, by having a positive attitude and working toward something bigger than ourselves, we can actually prevent the world from ending. I don't know.
You know, it's our only hope, right? Yeah. You're not going to find it the other way.
Yes.
Have you seen, what is it called? Ooh, what is the post Harry Potter?
Oh, series? The Cursed Child.
No. Oh, shoot. In the cinematic universe, the, dang it. Sorry. The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. There's a scene. It's one of my favorite scenes in any movie ever. There's this big like rhinoceros thing on the loose, and they're trying to capture it. And, Newt says to the guy that he's using as bait, he's like, you know, I wouldn't worry. And he's like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, when you worry, you only suffer twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's in Don't Worry, Be Happy, actually.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's one of the things that, like, you know, there are a couple of times in that song where he'll say, like, just something really quick, like, look at me, I'm happy. Or he'll say, I'll give you my number. If you worry, call me. I'll make you happy. Like, so he'll like have these phrases, and one of them is, if you worry, you suffer twice or something like that. I'll have to look it up, but so don't worry, be happy, and come to Epic WebConf.
There it is. That's it.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Chan. I appreciate you giving us some of your time today, and looking forward to seeing you at the conference.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me, Kent.
Bye, everyone.